Stigma hurts. It undermines mental health and prevents individuals from seeking the help they need. Let us be allies in the fight against stigma. Let's check my bias and let's stand together for mental health. A message from the Barbados Psychiatric Hospital, the Ministry of Health and Wellness Barbados, and the Barbados Government Information Service.
In the next few minutes, brought to you in association with the Psychiatric Hospital. We had Ryan in studio last week, and we're talking about this campaign, Check My Bias. So, we continue. What is happening and how are things going so far?
Well, things are definitely, the interest is definitely there from all listeners, all accounts. I'm seeing an increase in engagement towards the campaign. And this week, I would like to focus on self-care. And just like physical illness, self-care is utmost important with persons that have mental illness. And I want to express sincerely that self-care is about being intentional and deliberate on your efforts towards maintaining wellness. And wellness can be diverted across the eight dimensions of wellness as stipulated by the World Health Organization. And this includes physical, emotional, occupational, financial, social, spiritual, etc. And also with the understanding that health in general, which encompasses mental health, exists on a continuum. So like physical wellness, you're going to have feelings and you're going to be on this balancing beam, so to speak, which on one end there's going to be optimal wellness and on the opposite end it's going to be mental illness. So based on what we face every day developmentally, socially, as we go through life, different situations are going to require different versions of you in the advent to cope. So sometimes we have to dig deep and sometimes our abilities are not sufficient to manage these symptoms or manage these situations. And this is where help and external help is needed. So self-care tips, like speaking to a trusted friend, and the key word is trusted. Right? Because sometimes persons just want to hear your story and use it as their muse, their entertainment. Mm-hmm. And they don't really have a good or sincere or genuine interest. They just want to know what is going on with you so that they can slander it to the next set of persons.
Or throw it back in your face after.
It's or throw it back in your face and use it as a guilt trip. That kind of stuff to make you feel inadequate. And as I was venturing here, a colleague of mine who is a past administrator reminded me of a theorist that we learned while I was at nursing school many moons ago. And this is Dorothy Orem, and she spoke about being an agent and that's having the ability and the skills to take care of yourself. But beyond the ability, the skills, persons with mental illness have to have the willingness and the purpose to want to manage it. Because sometimes we have it. From a physical perspective, but from mentally, socially, because we are faced with these challenges, we don't have the willpower to want to take care of ourselves. And we see this manifest in persons with depression, and they will remain in bed all day. They don't eat. They don't want to socialize. So they kind of withdraw and segregate themselves from mainstream society.
Okay. Well, this morning, you have a guest with you.
Yes. This is for persons with mental health, and it would be remiss of us not to include persons who we are advocating on behalf. Mm-hmm. And with me, I have a very dynamic young lady. Her name is Carell Hollingsworth, and she's here just to share some snippets of her story on her journey having been diagnosed with a mental illness. And she's going to take over and tell you about it. So welcome, Carell.
Hi, Carell. Nice to have you in studio. And thank you in advance for sharing a little bit of your story. I'm sure we can't get all of that in these few minutes, but talk to me a little bit about your journey when you recognized, hey, okay, something isn't quite right here.
Okay, so I was actually on vacation in the States And I would have been 22 years old at the time. I would have been studying at UE. I would have been basically living any young, basic young adult life. Mm-hmm. So that, I was on vacation in New York, and my aunt, who actually also has a diagnosis, realized that something was wrong. So I was taken to a treatment center over there, and I was in it for probably about 2 weeks or so. But having to transition back home, because I would have been on vacation for about 3 months. Mm-hmm. So outside of getting discharged, and obviously your life has changed, you know, mm-hmm. have to take medication, you have to learn about this illness, you have to learn how to navigate life. And in having to come back home, obviously the Barbados system is very different to theirs, mm-hmm. given that mental health over there is basically very high up in the health spectrum and is given a lot more attention than back then in 2009, whereas mm-hmm. now, unfortunately, COVID had to happen in order for the awareness to be even more. Right? Mm-hmm. But I still think it's a good in a way, because obviously now it gets the attention that is warranted to it. Mm-hmm. And with this campaign, helping to break the bias against all the diagnoses as well as the psychiatric hospital is something that I think is very much needed.
Let me take you back a little bit to some of the, and I'm going to use this word very loosely, symptoms yes. that you were displaying.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so in your first, I am bipolar 1. Mm-hmm. So bipolar 1, you tend to exhibit more highs than lows, which is called mania. Mm-hmm. So mania is basically associated with high energy. So say for 10 hours, I would go to the gym, make breakfast, go out and about, probably go to Times Square, come back, go to the park. Leave the park, go to a bowling alley, leave the bowling alley, go back to Times Square again, then go to the movies. And before you even realize it, you haven't slept in over 12 hours, right? So basically your medication is what helps put your chemical balance in check in order for your body to slow down and basically, quote unquote, remind you to rest or to sleep. But even if you are not, if you don't have a mental diagnosis, you as a person, you still have to take your self-care and remember to tune in to yourself, not to overload yourself, to ignore your basic needs, which includes sleep, rest, and as well as recreation.
Mm. So somebody hearing that or probably seeing you would just think, well, Carell just active. She's excited about being on vacation and blah, blah, blah. How did that impacts you, you know, as you said, 12 hours would go by. But if that happened for one day, that may be okay. But this was clearly happening.
Yes, it happened over a period of days. So you sleep for like 2 hours and you go again. Yeah. So your sleep is basically what is really affected. Mm-hmm. So when you go to the treatment center, obviously because it was my first episode, then they try to see which medication works with you the best. Mm-hmm. Because also the thing about being a female, what may work for me may not work for a male that is also bipolar. And then you also have to figure out and make sure that your diagnosis is what you present, because there's a bipolar too, where you exhibit more lows than highs. Mm-hmm. So say I would have exhibited one high, but really and truly, say if I came out to Barbados, it was more lows. Mm-hmm. Then I would have been bipolar too.
Okay.
So knowing your diagnosis and being familiar with what happens whilst you're in an episode is very important for you to share with your doctor so that they can then guide you accordingly.
That's why this campaign is so important. Check your bias, because when people hear about certain mental illnesses, we have this thing in our minds, somebody on the street or back in the day, psychiatric hospital, where you would see some patients holding on to the rails and thinking that's it, or somebody in your neighborhood going off. I wish we had more time. How, this was 2019, so that's
2009.
I was thinking, right, 2009. How do you manage? Is this a day-by-day management, or is this, you know, you take it as it comes, or how do you cope and manage now in 2024?
Well, in 2024, as a 36-year-old, I basically manage it with my medication. I manage it daily because you still have stressors. You still have stressors such as work, personal life, or even family issues that may present itself. So you still have to monitor and be aware of situations and make sure that you're not being overwhelmed. But some of my coping mechanisms, which also align with my personality, would be listening to music, journaling. My most recently added one is cooking, which I find so calming, even though it's be hot. But I got some sort of something from it. I don't know what it is. But it takes a while to get there because everybody is different. Everybody still has their personality that goes alongside being diagnosed. Because there are even situations when the stigma that we may have where I might genuinely be happy. I might be happy about, yay, I got to team up with Ryan and do the Check My Bias campaign. And somebody may be like, wait, Carol, you sure you're not having a manic episode? And so it's also somewhat of a little bit of annoyance when you have to justify your emotions. When you are genuinely happy, or you might be genuinely sad or upset from something that may have hurt you.
Okay. As we get ready to wrap up, I just want to know, Carol, before I give Ryan the final word, why did you decide to be a part of this campaign, you know?
I decided to be a part of this campaign because I feel like I should be an advocate in order to show that you can be a high-functioning person with a diagnosis. And just because you have this diagnosis, it doesn't mean that your life has ended. So that's why the name of my foundation is BiYOLO. It's a pun on my diagnosis, bipolar, because it's two spectrums. You lived before and you will live after. So that's why I'm very, very happy to team up with Ryan and to show Barbadians and society that not only is it okay to reach out and get help, but whilst you're doing that, you can still be successful in any goals that you may have for yourself.
Thank you so much for joining me this morning. We would love to hear more from you. But Ryan, wrap it up for us.
Well, thank you for that, Carol. And this is the perspective of the campaign that we are hoping to achieve. Being diagnosed with a mental illness is not an all to life. As Carol said rightfully, you can still be successful, you can still manage your symptoms, and you can still want to be a productive citizen. So it's just to normalize the topic of mental health, mental illness, and move it from being taboo to a table conversation where we can all feel comfortable, we can all speak up, seek support, and of course, you know, seek the services of mental health care providers in Barbados. And this is, of course, a psychiatric hospital-led initiative. And we're hoping to change each reflection and each narrative one reflection at a time.
Thank you so much, Ryan. Thank you very much for joining me, Carol.
Thank you so much for having us.
Stigma will divide us, so I must check my bias, or even is strong.